Gemara that we're at right now is at an interesting transition. I'm about to take a look at the Gemara Pinimi V'chitzon, which becomes the Turon Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Vav. It seems like it's a very specific case, or specific set of cases, falling on the heels of a couple of very broad, general, big, versatile principles. So we're going to try to figure out like what's the Gemara driving at with Pinimi V'chitzon, or when does it actually apply? We'll try to figure out, does it fit with the Klalim? Does it not fit with the Klalim? Is it related, unrelated? So let's remember where we were at before, the big Klalim that preceded, and then let's jump into this specific Gemara. The previous two lines of the Gemara had been our previous two topics, were a comment by Rabba and a comment by Rav Yosef. Rabba had given us the idea of Baal Be'ir. Baal Be'ir, no concern of Yichud. We discuss when that applies and why that applies. Big Machlokas, Rashi and Tosos, Rashi and Rambam. And then Rav Yosef, Rabba's contemporary in Bar Plukta, had given us another major principle. Pesa Pasuch, L'Rishus HaRabba, Me'ein Choshish and Mishum Yichud. Remember there too, they have a couple of debates and discussions in the post, what's a Rishus HaRabim and what's Pasuach, but that was a big broad principle that has a lot of application. One of the major heterim in Hilchas Yichud. The Gemara told a story, Rav Bibi and Rav Yosef, that had given us some more details about Baal Be'ir, maybe about Pasuach, Halibo Gaspa. Now the Gemara turns from that, from Baal Be'ir and Pesach Pasuach, which is to orient ourselves in the Shulchan Aruch, Baal Be'ir bin Sif Ches, the Pes Pasuach bin Sif Tes. Now the Gemara turns to what appears to be far more narrow specific cases. Starting from the second to last narrow line, Pei Aleph, Amen Aleph, Rav Kahana the Amora said, Anashim mi bachutz, v'nashim mi bifnim, ein choshishim mishum yichud. If you have men on the outside and women on the inside, there's no concern of Yichud, but Anashim Mibifnim, Anashim Bechutz, Choshim Mishum Yichud. But the reverse, if the men are on the inside, then there is a Yichud problem. Well, what are we even talking about? So Rashi explains that we're talking about an inner room and an outer room. So let's say, imagine where we are right now. Here we're in a dead-end room, this Chabur space. So this is the Bais HaPnimi, the inner room. And the hallway over there is the outer room. And the only way to get in and out of this inner room, this Bais HaPnimi, is by going through the hallway. There's no other way. In and out. Anyone who wants to get in and out of the Bais HaPnimi needs to walk through the Bais HaPnimi. Anyone who wants to get in and out of this Chabur room needs to walk through the hallway. And Rashi stresses that. So Rav Kahana said, imagine if you have the inner room is men and the outer room is women or vice versa. So is that a Yichud problem or not? So Rav Kahana says one way, and then the Gemara quotes the other Shita, Braisa, says the other way. Rav Kahana says it's a problem if the men are on the inside. We indeed have men on the inside right now. We have no women at the moment in the hallway. But if you have men, anashim bifnim, enough men in the pnimi, that is a problem in Yichud. Then that's Rav Kahana Shita, and the Gemara says, there was a Braisa that said the reverse, b'masnisa tana imcha. Bryce said the problem is when you have men in the outer room. That's when it's a Yichud concern. And Abaye says, well, there's a machlokas between the Tanoim and an early Amora. The Rav Kahana, the Amora, had said there's a problem of Yichud if it's Anashim Bifnim. Bryce said there's a problem of Yichud if it's Anashim Bachutz. So Abaye says, Hashtam Rav Kahana Hachi. Tana Masnisa Ipcha, Rav Kahana says this way, Bryce says the other way, Anan, Navid Luchumra. We Oti Machmer in both directions. So that's why practically speaking, you look in the Rambam, you look in the Rosh, you look in the Tur, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, they say both are a problem. You have a Bais HaPnimi, a Bais HaChitza, whether you have the man on the inside, woman on the outside. You have the man on the outside, the man on the inside. The Rambam. Shall we leave the Rambam? Yeah, the Rambam and the Rush and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all say both ways. Either one is a problem. either one is a problem because we follow Abaye's hachra'a to be machmer for both Rav Kahana and the Brais. So that's the Gemara in brief. There is this case of Bayis HaPnimi, Bayis HaChitzim. So you have a two-room setup, an inner room and an outer room, and you have one gender, a group of one gender in one room, a group of one gender, the other gender in the other room. Regardless of whether it's men here, women there, or men there, women here, we're machmer for both shitos. Either way, it is a problem. That's what the Gemara says. And there are there's a sketch where we're heading. Glad to take a question. that's the Gemara in brief. We want to take a look, beginning with the core Rishonim here, the Rambam and Rashi. We'll sort of, before we dig into this specific case, we'll take a break for a moment to notice that the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch actually have an interesting diuk, sort of a broader issue that emerges. We'll start with that, and then we'll dig into this Panimi and Chitzon, and we'll see. There's number one. There's the machlokas when it exactly applies, and we'll see a pair of kashas and try and make sense of this. Because when I start to think about this, it becomes very curious. I mean, right away you're struck by the question: how does this fit with Pesach Pasuah? Like everything we know about Yichud up until now, right? Men here, women there. That's a problem. Yichud, like, well, why is this a problem? What's the issue to begin with, and why is that us, or how does this work? So again, so we'll first take a step back for a moment and see the Rambam has a larger issue at play, and then we'll dig into this in particular and look at an interesting theory of machlokas, try to think about two major kashas, and hopefully we'll close with intriguing for his time. With an intriguing twist that the Meiri has. But did Davey have a question?
Me? No.
No. Okay. To take a look, the Rambam, as the Shulchan does often in general, and specifically here in Hilchos Yichud, if you don't have a Rambam handy, you can just open a Shulchan Aruch. Because Si'if Vav, which is the Sif that deals with the Din of Pnimi V'Chitzon, so Si'if Vav is a more or less verbatim quote of the Rambam. As a matter of fact, we'll try an experiment right now. You have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you, and I have a Rambam in front of me.
Where's the Rambam?
So if you have Rambam also, you can take a look there.
Where's the Rambam?
The Rambam is... Yeah. The middle of Perichav Beis, the middle of Halacha Ches. If you're looking at the Shulchan Aruch, you're looking at Simen Chav Beis Se'ev Vav. If you look at the Rambam, so it's... Let's pick up from the middle of Halacha Ches. Hayu anoshim. Noshim harbe im anoshim harbe ein choshishin liyichud. Actually, let's start a line in. Hayu anoshim v'chutz v'noshim b'fnim. Anoshim b'fnim v'noshim b'chutz. The man, the outside, women, the inside. Men on the inside, women on the outside. Or pirsha ish levein ha'anoshim. And a woman joins a man, or ish levein ha'anoshim. That's a yichud problem. Okay. But quoting again. As you said, following Abaye, both setups are a problem. Whether it's a man on the inside, women on the outside, vice versa, both steps are a problem. What's the line before, which is the first line in Sifav? Nashim harbe im anashim harbe ein choshishim yichud. Many men together with many women, that's not a yichud problem. Well, why is that such a chiddush? Sure, man. The Mishnah said two men and a woman is not a yichud problem. So this is interesting for the Rambam because you may remember what appears in the Shulchan Aruch of Sif Hei, and appears in the Rambam is at the very beginning of Sif Ches, Halacha Ches. The Rambam had been of the opinion that Bizman HaZeh were all Prutzim. And the Rambam had read the story of Rav and Yehuda and Tapa Pe'al from Alpha face value. They were all Prutzim Bizman HaZeh. And therefore, the din and the Mishnah, the two men and the woman, is not a Yichud. Rambam said that it came out never applies. The Rambam basically wrote it out of existence, as the Shulchan Aruch had shockingly followed him in that. So even though we're all prutzim, and therefore two men and a woman is a problem, whereas the Gemara said 10 men and a woman is a problem if we're prutzim. Ah, but the Shulchan Aruch in Sivav quotes the Rambam in Lach HaChaz, if you have many men with one woman is a problem if those many men are prutzim. But many men and many women, that is mutter. That is mutter. Even though we're all prutzim. Where did the Rambam get this from? Where did the Rambam get that from? Talk of many. The Gemara says many prutzim with one woman is a problem. So how do you know many prutzim and many women? Many prutzim, many prutzos. So how do you know that was mutter? The Magen Mishnah works hard to figure out the way the Rambam get this from. Maybe it's a Gemara and Ksubis. No, the Achrom don't like it. The Chalkas Mechokik attacks them. Pasha Pshat, I think, the simple Pshat, where the Rambam get this from? How do you know that many men and many women are Mutter? And bear in mind, the Rambam usually is not only quoting the content of Chazal, but the language usually reflects Chazal. Where the Rambam get this from? Many men and many women together be Mutter. What Gemara did we see that would imply that?
Exactly.
I think the simple pshat, especially, and that explains the flow. He says many men and women together are mutter. But if you have many men in one room and many women in the other room, that's already a problem. In other words, it's the implication of this. Gemara said once you have the men here, the women there, then already you got a problem. But apparently, if they all be together, that would be fine. And that seems to be the simplest source for the Rambam. I was excited to discover that the Gra indeed implies that as well. The Bi'ar Gra and the Shulchan Aruch, again, Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the Gemara. Nashim Harbe, Nashim Harbe, Nashim Harbe, that's the Sivkan Tezvav and the Bi'ar Gra. He says, yeah, that's the Gemara. Pay Alpha, that's the Gemara. That's the Tani Yikma. Boom. So number one, before we even get into the details of Pnimi V'chitzon, as we said, the first interesting point that flows from this Gemara is what the Rambam sees is the larger picture. If it weren't such a specific two-room situation, they'd all be together, that would taka be mutter, even though they're all prutzim. And halacha l'mais, now what is, that's important to know, even if you have prutzim, but you have a lot of men, a lot of women, and a lot of women together. That's mutter. So why talk is that mutter? But the prutzim, the prutzim. So l'chora the hezbara davar, the hezbara davar is because it's no longer yichud. Yichud is also the prutzim. This just isn't yichud. This is the definition of reshus harabim. You know, we discussed pes pasuach. We discussed this pes pasuach, just not yichud at all, or it's yichud with that. But this is mamish. You are in a big crowd. A bunch of men, a bunch of women, that's just Rosh Hashanah. This is not miyuchad. There's nothing private about it. It may or may not be an appropriate situation. We've discussed in the past. Even you always have to ask yourself, any situation has to pass two different tests in order to be mutter. Number one, that's not yichud. And number two, that's not inappropriate. That's not mechur hadavar. Lo tov hashmur. So if you find yourself in the middle of Times Square, late at night, so if you're surrounded by many men and many women, even if they are very questionable morals, anashim harbi v'anashim harbi, you are in public, it is not yichud. It might be a very bad idea to be there. It might be a terrible, terrible davar b'chur, but yichud it's not. Okay, yichud not, why not? But they're all prutzim, yeah, but there's nothing private about it. This is public. That's the definition of public. That's the Rambam seems to have drawn from this Gemara. The definition of public, the definition of as opposed to yichud, is a bunch of men and a bunch of women together. If you have a group of each of two genders, so that's just, there's nothing private about it. And there's no way it can be yichud, even if the people involved are all prutzim and prutos. And this understanding, this biur, that what's going on here is a definition of what's called yichud versus what's not called yichud. David, you had talked about that in the past. Like, define yichud. Aaron Kindler is often asked about that in Chaburut Pes. So this is at the core. Pes Pasuach speaks to that somewhat, what's called Yichud versus Na Yichud. And this line, this opening line in Sivav, here's it. If many, many, many women together is not yichud, that's called public. There is a machlokas lemaisa. What does this mean? The factual piece that's not clear is the numbers. How many are harbi? Many, many, many women. Let's put a number on it. So it's actually the Nosa Kalim begin talking about it earlier in the previous Sif, in Sif Hey. The Chalkas Mechokek wasn't sure at the top of the page, the end of Sif Kan Zayin, it says, Yesh Lehistapek, maybe Shnei Nashim, Shnei Anashim, the Chalkas Mechokek at the very top of the page. Maybe that's already called Rabin Mikri, maybe that's already called Rabin, and that's Mutter. Or no, maybe even two and two is not enough, you need three. So he raises that as a question. The Beis Shmuel also, on the top of the page, both the Chalkas Mechokas Sifkan Zayin and Beis Shmuel Sifkan Ches, are both officially commenting on the previous Sif, okay? The Beis Shmuel, with the Chalkas Mechokas left open, do we mean two and two or three and three? He says, yes, we mean three and three. You need three and three, and that's the Pesachei Tshuva also says in Sifkan Hey. He quotes from the Birkei Yosef, that's one of the Chidah's many Svarim. It has to be three and three. We understand that well, because in a number of contexts, we assume that three is Rabin. And sometimes we even assume three people are Rosh Hashanah Rabin. For instance, in Halachas of Safek, you have a Safek in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, the rule is Safek Tum B'Shus HaYachid Sveiko Tameh Saf Tum B'Shus HaRabin Sveiko Tahar. Unlike other areas of Halacha, whether you're Machmer Make on the Safek depends on the geography. Are you in a location, a venue which is Rosh Hashanah Rabin, Rosh Hashanah Yachin? What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabin? For the Hilcha Shabbos is one definition of Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That's to do with traffic, and in terms of Dini Mamanus, but Vasra, Rosh Hashanah Rabin has to do with, you know, who owns it, is it publicly or privately owned property? Then Tumah V'Tahara, Rosh Hashanah Rabin is, do you have three or more people, or two or less? Three is Rabin. So in Hilchas Yichud, there's something in parallel, but we want it to be sort of fully Rabin. You need Rabim of men and Rabim of women. Anashim Harbe, then Anashim Harbe. So that fits well. What we're talking about, we want the super Rosh Hashanah Rabim, that already is not Yichud whatsoever. So that's the first element that flows from this Gemara is the broadest piece. Is, the Gemara is saying, men over here, women over there, that may be a problem. So Rama says, first, let's take a step back and realize if we put them all together, that would not be a problem by implication, because that would be the definition of public. Gevalt. Anashim Harbe and Anashim Harbe all in one room, that is definitely not Yichud. Make sure it's also appropriate, but it's not Yichud. So that's sort of element number one.
Because the Taz assumes that it's just two,
is Rabbah. Yes, he's taking the other side of the Chalkas Mechokek's suffix.
According to this Chalkas Mechokek, you're missing the three and two situation. Because three and one is the Pritzim debate, and three and three is Rabim. What do you do with three and two?
We said you need a Nashim Harbe and Nashim Harbe.
Right.
So the question is, you need X, at least X men and at least X women. Right, so what's X? Either X or two?
You don't have that. So you have three men and two women.
So then that's no good if you need three and three.
It's back to Pritzim.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
But it's not covered.
In the handling, he also gets involved. So Rashi had said, you know, three women, maybe he's mutter if you're not dealing with Pritzim. So that's sort of part of the cheshbonos. Okay, so that's the first element that flows from the pre-vichitzes, or the preliminary element is well, what's the Gemara presupposing? The Gemara is presupposing that Anashim Harbe, Anashim Harbe is mutter. Again, even though we're dealing with Pritzim, according to Rambam anyhow, that's because that's the definition of Rosh Hashanah Kavala. Now, let's come from what the Gemara presupposes, what the Gemara actually said. The end of Sif Vav, which is Anashim Bechutz and Anashim Bifnim. So what exactly is the case? What exactly is the case? So the Beis Yosef points out, Sin Tamachlok, we're showing him here. So we have a room here and a room over there, inner room over here, outer room over there, and either the men are in here, the women are out there, the women are in here, the men are out there. Okay. And it's usher how? So Rashi says, it's usher when all the men are here and all the women are there. There are no men, there is no men with the women, there's no women with the men, it's still usher. Well, Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam, it's called Bar Shulchan, said you have all the men over here, all the women over there, and then someone moved. Then one woman joined the men's side, or one man joined the women's room. That would, the Rambam, at least we begin to understand. Okay, now you have a man with a bunch of women. Okay, I could begin to understand. A man with women, so that could be Ichud. A woman with men, certainly if Lefi the Rambam, that we're viewing all the men as proofs, okay, Ichud. Okay, so the Rambam would say, understand somehow. We're going to have to deal with it more. But Rashi is shocking. Right? Rashi says, even if no one moves, all the men are here, all the women are there. So what's the problem? What's the problem? What does Rashi say? Why is the problem? Why is Yichud? All the men are together. That's not Yichud. All the women are in that room. That's not Yichud. So, yeah, what did Rashi say? Right, because it's also to be in the situation because, well, maybe one of the men will walk over there, and then it'll be Yichud. So this right away sets up the first kasha. So we want to deal with two kashas. So the first kasha is a kasha specific against Rashi, which is Rashi seems to have told us a massive chiddush. Even the Rambam we're going to be somewhat troubled by. Rashi seems to tell us a massive chiddush. Rashi is saying that not only is it usher to be in a yichud situation, it's usher to be in a situation which can become yichud. Wow. It's bali de yichud. It's us to be in a situation where you could end up in yichud. That's a wild chiddush. We've been learning hilchos yichud for a while. But seeing this situation is private, the situation is not private. We never saw this situation as a problem because you may come to yichud. That's wow. The Rambam clearly is avoiding that. Rambam stressed that Gemara hadn't said.
You saw it once.
Where?
You're afraid one of the men might leave.
Okay, good. That's a good point. I take it back. Uri makes a good point. That was the din of the Baderach you need three, or the Rivers Barlaili need three, is because Shemi and Starach Echman. That's a good point.
But at least they're in the Seer of Yichud there. Here they're not even in the Seer of Yichud. I'm over here in Shul, and there's two women in the house down the road to worry that I'm going to go down the road.
Okay, good. Good. And let me give a little twist to what Glenn is saying. And sharpen and push back against Uri a little bit. You're right that we did already see, the Gemara already says explicitly that it's usher to have two men and a woman alone by derech because it may end up, you're set up to end up with a one-on-one situation. But we only said that by derech. We didn't say that by ear, meaning but you're also, you have two men and a woman, or maybe one man will leave. He didn't say that. He said, maybe one man will leave. Maybe he won't. And if he does, the other man can leave too. You remember, actually, Rabbeinu Yeruchim had said that Baderach was dafka an issue if they took achrayus for this woman. So if one leaves, the other one will have to stay. It will be irresponsible to leave her alone. That's the only time that's a problem. So you know sooner or later, someone's going to need to use the bathroom. You're in the wilderness. There's no organized facility. So you know sooner or later, someone's going to need to leave. And you know that the other, whichever man leaves, the other man bears a responsibility to stay with this woman and keep her safe. And as a result, you're set up, you know you're set up for yichud problem. Not just, I might choose. Masha Enokin here, we're saying, I might choose to step over there. Why? We don't say Bayir. Oh, I might, shouldn't have two men with a woman because one of them might leave and the other one might choose to stay. Right. So you are right, Uri, I take it back. We did see a situation in the A is Aser because of what it leads to, But from there it was what it necessarily will lead to, or with great likelihood will lead to. And one reason the other one has to stay, certainly according to Yeruchim.
Yes, that there were Moshe that would eat that off the
Good.
But we have the reverse also, though. Because we had the Gaiseba case, which is like the reverse.
The what?
Where they're so accustomed to each other, that's like, even the Baal Be'ir should make it matir. So why can't, like, we have the flip side of, like, where we're being extra matmir, even though we should have this mikel, this heter, that the Baal Be'ir.
Yeah.
So why can't Rashi just say we're having this extra mat chumrah? We're going back to this is another one of those chumras, like, just like with their custom, like, there's such, the way the structure of the house is, there's going to be a yichud issue.
Yeah, so you're right, Eric, that we have seen a number of times in the past, and Livogas is one of those examples, we have a heter of yichud, but then that heter of yichud has a subset where the heter doesn't apply because of a counter pressure. Baal Be'ir is mutter, but not libo gaspa. We said, according to many poskim, Pes Pasuv is mutter, but not of libo gaspa. Or Shnei Anashim is mutter, but not if he's not if they're prutzim. Shnei Anashim is mutter, but not balayla. Shnei Anashim is mutter, but not bader. Yeah, that is true. But there, at least, it's in this present state is a problem. This present state, this person here, at the moment, in this snapshot, this is already yichud. Why? Because although it's Baal Be'ir, the power of Baal Be'ir is blunted by the libo gaspa. The power of Shnei Anashim is blunted by the fact that they're putzim. But here we're saying, as things stand now, right now you're fine, but we're worried about where this is going to lead you to.
But the way Rashi explains the case is that it's like a guarantee, it has to lead to. Like, Rashi is explaining that there's an inner house and the outer house, and he's not describing like next door houses. He's describing he specifically explains that it's
the way the house
is described. It's like it's a guaranteed situation. There's going to be a yichud problem.
Very good. So I think there is a machlokas achronim how to read Rashi. I think there are achronim who are reading Rashi in this very robust way that Mamish Rashi is really saying you can't be in situation X because it could lead to Y, since Y would be Yichud, therefore even X is Yichud. And there are other Achronim who seem to be limiting Rashi, is not actually saying that. Two Achronim who seem to understand Rashi very robustly, a couple centuries ago, the Chachmas Adam, and more recently, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's start with Moshe Feinstein. You already mentioned Rav Moshe. Moshe writes in Chelek Dali, one of the last volumes, Chelek Dali, Simon Samech, Dal and Samech Hei, is a long list of Yichud cases, a whole litany of cases. I think it's Rav Simcha ben Cohen. It seems like Rav Simcha ben Cohen must have sent, I think Rav Simcha ben Cohen with the Talmud of Moshe, it seems like he sent him a list. The following 15-20 different child Simchas Yichud, Rav Moshe responds, oh, this is very, very practical, let me respond to each one. Boom, 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 boom. The whole truth is going through this case, that case, one after the other. So in the course of that, Chel Dal Simasam Hei, Bechlal is fascinating, especially if you want to, there's a lot of Chidushim in Hilchos Yichud, a lot of interesting cases, a lot of interesting Svaras. Gets you thinking. Megareret Hamoch really gets you thinking. He has a shita that is here. It's a think Samach Hei Os Gimel that is not widely accepted, as far as I know, an incredible chumrah. He thinks we discussed in the context of Pesach Pasuach. We discussed going with a car, a man and a woman traveling alone in a car. And I said again, you have to number one figure out, even if it's not yichud, it may or may not be. An appropriate situation, is this Dabar Mechur or not? They have to figure out. But if it's not Dabar Mechur, so then we say, Dalpi Pashtos, you have open windows, so that sounds like it's Chalon HaPasuch L'Shutzer Al, but you have to figure out. And with windows are tinted, it doesn't help. And you're Shutzer Al, are there other cars passing by, or you're on a deserted road? Is there enough ambient light that people could actually see into the car or not? But if indeed it's Chalon HaPasuach, and it is Rosh Hashanah himself, Pasha says, look, Rav Moshe says, forget about what's going on right now, whether there are people, there aren't people, they could see you, they can't see you. He says, even if you're in Rosh Hashanah, in the middle of the day, you know, and there are plenty of cars on the road, and anyone driving by can see it. He says, but still, Osir, because right now you're on a populated road, but you could easily just exit, take the next right turn, take the next exit ramp, and in a minute, you're in a secluded spot, and that would be Yichud, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, it's Osir right now. You can't be on the car on the highway, you can't be on the car on the busy street, because you have the option of driving into a secluded spot. So that's a very, very significant chumrah. I do not think it's widely accepted at all by most other poskim. Again, if a person is personally worried that he may slip in that way, so then Mesil Sharm says, everyone has to make their own add their own siyagim for the things that they feel are their weak points. Okay. If I'm taka worried, I'm not going to be able to do any science, so then I shouldn't do it. Or if I think that just the situation is not appropriate, then I shouldn't do it because mechura adavar. But to say it's yichud now because I could get to a spot that's yichud, that's not at all widely accepted. It does sound like he is working with Rashi and working with Rashi Kipshuto. I'm not allowed to be here if I could get to there. I can't be in situation X if I could get to a situation where which would be yichud. And that, yeah.
A little different there, though, because the driver is in complete control of the situation. As opposed to the room within a room, if nobody moves, then you can't force anybody. But here, the driver could just drive off.
Well, but I could go into that room. There's a room of women. Any one man in this room could opt to walk in there and all of a sudden have Yichud. You're saying, but they, all those women could scatter. What?
You can't force other people to go where they want to go.
Well, what do you mean?
You yourself can walk into a situation of Yichud, but you're not forcing another person.
Well, but if I walk in, they're already there. I walk in, now they and I have the Yichud problem.
No.
They may all leave.
Right. And well, the other men might walk in after you.
That's true. Okay, so that, the other men walking after, that's kasha number two. Why isn't this all mutbukot pasuach? So we're going to get there. But the first, and that's actually a problem that applies to both the Rashi and the Rambam. But now first, in terms of Rashi's added chiddush, that he's assuming this that usher now because of what it may lead to. So again, so Rav Moshe does seem to accept that. And in that, I believe, I don't think he mentions the Chafkos Adam, but I think he is aligned with the Chafkos Adam. The Chafkos Adam is the other Achron who seems to take Rashi Kipshuto. The Chafkos Adam says, what he says is the following. He says, and the Chaznish disagrees with him, and the Katz Lakatza, Chafkos Adam said, here again to halachic architecture. Pnimi v'chitzon, the Gemara gave a very specific case. I have two rooms, this is, if you've learned Hilchus Mezuzah in the past, this feels very familiar, right? Here I have this inner dead-end room that leads into the outer room. Chachos Adam says, that's just one example. So you can have other examples. Let's say you have two apartments, men in one apartment, women in the other apartment. Neither one is inside the other, but they face each other, and the hallway in between is deserted. Right? Or even they have two houses. I have two houses on a quiet street. I have two houses in a cul-de-sac. No one else is there. So men in one house and women in the other facing house. That's also a problem. That's what the Chacham Sanim says. David pointed out my typo. And then Mar Makom said, I think I written the Klal Kuf Chav Ches. That was a mistake. Kuf Chav Ches is part of Hilchos Nida. Klal Kuf Chav Vav. Kuf Chav Vav is what the Chacham Sanim discusses Hilchos Yichud. Kuf Chav Vav is Klal Kuf Chav Ches. So the Chacham Sanim says, Pnimi v'chitzon is just an example. There could be other setups, or there could be other layouts that are also a problem. Here's one room, here's the other room. Either one is in the other, but l'maisa, this hallway or the street in between is deserted. So it's the same issue. You could go from one house to the other house, walking on a deserted street. So that's the same as pnimi v'chitzon. So the Chafos Adam already, in the 1700s, early 1800s, he already seems to be assuming Rashi's mamash kipshuto, that you really cannot be in situation X if it could lead to a subsequent situation why, which is Yichud, and Rav Moshe seems to be aligned with him. The Chazon Ish, interestingly, disagrees with the Chachmas Adam's architectural specifics. We'll talk about that in a moment. And I think in so doing also is assuming that Rashi isn't really saying this big Chiddush he sounds like he's saying. And there's also a Taz who seems to think that Rashi isn't really saying this big Chiddush that he seems to be saying. What's the Chazon Ish saying? Chazon Ish says no. Now when you have two apartments facing each other, you have two houses facing each other, says that's not Pnimi V'Chitzon. No Isser whatsoever. Even though you could go from one house to the other house and no one's seeing. No, that's mutter. And the matter of fact is, not only is that mutter, the Chazon Ish says, a whole bunch of discussions of different architectural issues. Chazon Ish even says something else. He says, let's say you have your classic Pnimi V'Chitzon, except it's not really Pnimi. I have that outer room, right? Let's say the women over there, the men over here. But this room isn't a dead-end room. This room also has a doorway to the outside. So I could go from this room to that room, back to this room with no one else watching me, but you could also exit independently from either room. Chazner says, Mutter, really, what? I could go from one room to the other. He says, nah, Rashi would hold that's Mutter. What changes? Because there's another doorway here. What changed in terms of the interface between this room and the next room? So Chazon Ish says, no. He says, you look back at Rashi, he was talking about how the people in the inner room, the only way in and out is through that outer room. What's the significance of that? Chazon Ish says, I'll tell you the significance of that. He says, it psychologically makes a difference. Because the fact that the people in the outer room know that the only way for the inner room people to move is through their room, so that creates sort of more of an intimacy. They need to go in and out through that room. So that creates a little more of an intimacy. It's Megara Yetzer more. You're going to be thinking more about the people in the other room, because you know that although this is one room, that's another room, you know that you need to interact, you know that the Pnimi people are going to have to pass through the Chitzon room. So then already you're sort of a little more focused on the people in the other room. It's Megara Yetzahara. So I think he has a Nusach. It's like, it's L'chumra one room, but not L'kula one room. Because it's an inner room, outer room setup, and the only way the inner room people can get in and out is their only access is through that outer room, so it's not a one room lahaka. If one room lahaka, if mamish one room, then we said anashim harbin anashim harbin one room, not a problem. No, but it's like sort of lachumra. It's ki'ilu the people here. Any one person here is already over there, because in your mind, everyone's mind, they sort of realize, well, the inner people need to get in and out through the other room. So what the Chazon Ish is doing is two things. Not one halacha lemaisa. He's limiting Rashi. He's saying, forget about the Chachmas Adam's case with the two facing houses. Even two rooms are mamish next to each other. It's only when one of the rooms is a dead end room. Okay, so technically he's limiting Rashi. He's also conceptually explaining Rashi, because what he's saying is Rashi wasn't really saying that anytime you could get to Yichud, it's already Aser. He's saying one specific product, this particular setup of an in room and out room, because of what that does to traffic flow, people are going to be thinking about each other more. So this is the one unique case, an exceptional case, where we're worried about, you're already thinking about the people in the other room. This one case is a specific exceptional case. But normally, the Chazon Ish is assuming, you know, even according to Rashi, there's no general principle, the way Rav Moshe said, if I could get to Yichud, it's already us. Okay. So again, what do we have? Let's encapsulate and put it all together, and then go right there. We have a machlokas Rashi Rambam, with the basic say for documents, or if you like, it's Rashi and the Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva and the Ran say like Rashi, versus the Rambam and the Torah and Shulchan Aruch. Is Pnimi V'Chitzon Aser only once you already have one man with a woman, or it's even Aser when, because you could get over there. So our first problem was, according to Rashi, it sounds like I not only am I Aster being Yichud, it's Aster being a case that could get to Yichud. Wow, it's wild. So, and we said it in the Chachamim. Rav Moshe and the Chachmazam Taka seem to think that Rashi is saying such a big Chiddush. But other Achronim think that's not really what he meant. Chazanish says it's not general, it's not general principle, because you could get to Yichud, it's a rain problem. Like Glenn was saying, well, because I could go down the street. No. Pnim Echitzin, Chazanish said, Pnim Echitzin is Aser because of the sort of unique traffic flow that it creates in this one very specific setup. It's Megara Yates, it's sort of almost like a separate special Gzeira. Even though it's not really Yichud, but Chazal said this situation to Aser because it's Megara Yates so much. The Taz has a different limitation on Rashi. He says it's only Aser Ladur. It's not Aser Lahis Yached. Just to have a settlement for 20 minutes, that's not a problem. Taz says, yeah, you now have all the men here, all the men, women there. If that's a permanent setup, you're going to have a dormitory where you have like this inner space is all men and the outer space all women. And every day and every night you're going to be like that. Taz says, that's Taka a problem. Just like we said about Achoso. Yichud Achoso is mutter. But Tadira, to have an ongoing, that's a problem. So that's the Taz says, yeah. It means you to set up a dormitory this way. To set up a space this way. This could be ongoing. You're always going to have all the men's, boys' classes inside, all the girls' classes on the outside. And that's every day, every week, every month. You have all the boys are always going in. Yeah, that's asking for trouble. But that's not an Isser Yichud. It's an Isser Dira. So the Taz is limiting Rashi in a different way than the Chazon Ish is. Chazon Ish was limited to one particular architectural setup. The Taz is limited to Yichud as opposed to Dira. But what they're both doing is saying, Rashi didn't come up with this new vast Chumrah that every time you could get to Yichud, it's Rei Aser. One specific case where it's more problematic. So again, our first kasha in the sugya was the kasha. How could Rashi say such? Is Rashi saying such an enormous chiddush niflo? And I said, yeah, chachosan negers marsha think yes. Rashi is saying enormous chumra. And the Taz and the Chazanish, each one is rejecting it and saying no. Rashi only meant the one specific case, one specific architectural setup, or only when it's a dira, sort of like a unique separate gezeira in one particular case, not a broad new yisur. There's not a klal. The Chachosan Negros Moshe, Lachera, the Rashi sees a new klal in this Gemara. But for the Taz and the Chazanish, it's a much more specific and it's a local gezeira in this one case. Okay. It should be noted also, even the Chachosan points out, Alpi Pasha is real and possible. Even that's what Rashi is saying. Shulchan Aruch possible like the Rambam. Torah possible like the Rambam. Chacham says maybe sometimes you should mach for Rashi. Okay, and again, Rav Moshe seems to have followed Rashi. Okay, but again, that's not the Pashto says we do not follow Rashi. It is it's a difficult Rashi. The Chazon Ish and their Taz each had their way of explaining. Rashi wasn't saying as big a Kiddush as he sounded like he was saying. When all the dust settles, l'maisa, we don't alpi pashtas passing like Rashi. But we do alpi pashtas passing like Rambam. So although we might not be bothered l'halacha by kasha number one, which was, is Rashi really saying that it's usher to be in a situation that could come to Yichud? But the Rambam says, no, not could come, you are in Yichud. One man walked into that room, now you have a Yichud problem. And that raises kasha number two. Why is that yichud? Yes, one man with a group of women is yichud, but not if there are a whole bunch of other men on the other side of the door. As a matter of fact, the ritva.
But according to the Rambam, they're all prutzim until you got your number. Until you get your numbers
good,
so until
good.
You get your numbers up, you're a problem. So one or two is a problem. So you get to three.
Good.
Good.
Now, so let's talk about specific case. Let's talk about particularly the case of Noshim Bachutz. Men, we have a group of men in this. This is a Cheder Pnimi. We have a group of men. Okay? Let's imagine there was a whole group of women in the hallway, in the Cheder Chitza. Rashi says it's already a problem because maybe someone will go in. Okay, we don't pass like Rashi. But the Rambam says if one of us were to walk into that hallway with all the women, then that would be a problem. Pirish Echad Lebein HaNashim, that's a problem. Now, the Gemara had said, it's Machlokas, right? So, the Gemara had said, Nachamo. Who said which? Rav Kahana said, that's a problem. Anashim is Bifnim, Anashim is a problem, right? Masnisa, the Braisa said, is not a problem. Why? So you look in the Ritva, the Braisa says, that's not a problem. In the outer room, you have a group of men and one man, a group of women. Masnisa says, Mutter Ritva says, yeah, because it's Pesach Pasuach. But because you have all the men in here, another man might walk out. Another man may need to leave, and he's going to walk out. Pesach Pasuach. That's not a good point. Is this all Pesach Pasuach? Imagine two rooms next to each other. What's going on? Whoa. And even if they're prutzim, one parrot with a group of women, but a whole bunch of other prutzim, 10 other prutzim on the other side of the door, as soon as they walk through, it's Anashim Harbiv, Anashim Harbiv, that's my Pesach Pasuach, which is Ram. We have not come across any explicit source that Pesach Pasuach Shusravim doesn't apply if you're a parrot. The Rambam accepts the din of Pesach Pasuach Shusravim. Rambam quotes it, even though he thinks we're all prutzim. So kasha number one on this Gemara, what specifically Rashi seems to have taken the Gemara to an extreme. But forget about Rashi, even if we go with the Rambam. What? We were coming off of such rich, broad principles. Ba'al Be'ir, Pesach Pasuach, and the Gemara has a din of Anashim of Pnimi V'chitzah, which seems to be an example of, but an exception to, a contradiction to Pesach Pasuach. You told Pesach Pasuach is a mutter, and they say Pnimi V'chitzah is a problem. Isn't that just an example of Pesach Pasuach? So I think there are a bunch of answers to this kasha, and this really opens everything up. I'll give you three. Answer number one is the Rif. Not what the Rif says. What does the Rif say about the sugya? Pnimi V'chitzah? Did anyone see what the Rif said? I know the answer is no. You know how I know the answer is no? The Rif doesn't say anything. Take a look. Take a look and daf Lama Gimel and Alf. I don't doubt your hasmada. Some of Elam Amish puts in hours. But there's no way you could have seen what the Rif says about the sugya because he does say nothing. Take a look. Lama Gimel and Alf. Right before the Mishnah, here the Mishnah is broken up a little differently. Amar Rava, Rabba, Ba'al Be'in Choshem Hashem Yichud. Amar Rav Yosef, Pesul Shuram, and Choshem Hashem Yichud. Then he's done. Then he moves on to Ishto Imo, Misyachad Adam and Nachoso. He does not quote at all the din of Pnimi V'chitzah. And you know how else you can tell on the page that he leaves it out? You look at the Ram. That's the first big Dibur HaMaskil. Just for the Dibur HaMaskil title, you know that something's up. Garcinan de Gemara. You learn the Gemara, Whenever you see the Ram say Garcinan de Gemara, you know what that means? He wants to comment on the Gemara that the Rif didn't quote. What's the Garcinan de Gemara? Amar of Kahana, Nashim Bechus, Nashim Bechus, ta-da-ta-da-ta-da-ra. The Ram already indicates the Rif didn't quote this Gemara, but I'd like to discuss it. And here he says, long lines of Rashi the Ritva. Rif left it out. As a matter of fact, the Rush is Rif plus. The Rush took the Rif as his base, and then he adds comments of the Balayatosis. Add another couple of centuries worth. Rif lived in the 1000s, Rush lived in the 1300s. You look at the Rush on Simon Chaf Aleph, Perek Dal Simon Chaf Aleph. He doesn't really quote anything from the Balayatosis. He adds the Gemara. Take a look. Simon Chaf Aleph. To the very end of Simcha Aleph. I'm sorry, not Simon Chaf Aleph. Simon Chaf Dalet. Amar Rava, Ba'al Be'er Chosham Hashem Yichud. Amar Yosef, Pesmosul Shurav and Chosham Yichud. So far, he coined the Rif. And then he goes on to say, Amar of Kahana, Nashim Bechus, Nashim Mefim, etc., etc., etc. Just quotes the Gemara. No additional commentary. Just adds the Gemara. So the Rosh quotes the Gemara. The Ran quotes the Gemara. The Rambam quotes the Gemara. But the Rif leaves it out. It's not the first time you've noticed. There are a few things the Rif left out. He left out Din of Baderach. So as we suggested then, we might suggest now as well, it could be the Rif left it out because he holds you in Paschal that way. Maybe. I can't prove for sure. why would the Rif say we don't pass in that way? Maybe because he thinks it's a machlokas amarav. Because Rav Yosef said, Pes the pasuch is mutter. But then Rav Kahn and the Masnisa, Rif said, they seem to disagree because they say Nashruch is Nashruch is a problem. Why? But it's Pes the pasuch. Okay, they're not Pes the pasuch. Okay, they're entitled to disagree with Rav Yosef. And the Rif is going to have to make a psak. And his achra is, I follow Rav Yosef. I pass like Rav Yosef against Rav Kahn and the Masnisa. So he quotes Rav Yosef and leaves out Rav Kahn and the Masnisa. So that's answer number one. How does this? How does the din of pnimi v'chitzon fit with pes pasuach? The answer is it doesn't. It's about that. Itaki is a case of pes pasuach, and Rav Kahna and the Masisa that are bothered by it, they don't accept pes pasuach. Okay, that seems to be the way the Rif resolves the kasha, the stira, with obvious halachic implications. Now, I can't prove to you that the Rif holds that way, though I strongly suspect it. I was excited to find. You look in the Dvar Halacha at the very beginning. Yud Aleph is his discussion of the Pinyin V'chitzon. In Oth Aleph, he quotes one of the Achron, the Erech Shai, something similar, because the Erech Shai said the whole Pinyin V'chitzon is just a Minas Chasidus. I mean, it's all Nikra Din Mutter because of Baal of Pesach Pasuch, but a Minas Chasidus in this type of setup, you should be Mach. So that's along the lines of this way. It is all Pesach Pasuach. It is a Rimi Mutter. So Rif said, just leave out Lagarma. Erech Shai said, it's not a Machlokas. It's a... This is Mikra Din and this is Minas Chasidus. So that's approach number one. We don't pass them like approach number one because we don't pass them like Rif. Even if the Rif said it. But the Rush and the Rambam and all the other Shalom did quote it. Had Shulchan Aruch quotes it. We do assume that there's a problem of Pnimi V'chitzon even though we hold the Pesach Pasuach as Mutter.
Can you say it's also Dira, same thing we said before, like the specific
day? Okay, good, right, good. So yes, that's a good point, right. The Taz would be a Teretz, that's a very good point. Taz would be a Teretz to this Kash also, that could be Teretz number two. Maybe let's hold off on the Taz for a moment, just to organize things in a successive fashion. But yeah, I think the Taz, you're right, the Taz is going to be an answer also. In a Chanami, Taki is Pesach Pasuach. But to have Dira like this is we would not rely on Pesach Pasuach for this story here. That's a very good point. So let's come back to that. Teretz number two is based on another sheet that we've already come across. The sheet that we've already come across, based Meir of Kiveger. They say it's not Pesach Pasuach because remember the Beis Meir of Kiveger, remember what they had said about Pesach Pasuach? They were the ones who had held a pes pasuach only if it's pasuach mamish. Mamish are visible. The door is wide open. You can see in. One of their rayas was this gemara. And that's what they say. Look at the base mayor. They talk to say, how could it be? How could the Radvaz say that if the door is closed but people might walk in, it's mutter? What do you mean? But then why does the gemara say that on Pnimi V'chitzon is a problem? Obviously. The fact that someone might walk in isn't enough. It has to be that everyone walking by, doors wide open, everyone could see. That's not the case here in Hanami. If the door is wide open, that's fine. That's one room. If the door is closed, if they could walk in, that's not good enough. So that's Teretz number two. How does Pnimi V'chitzon, the Isar Pnimi V'chitzon, fit with Heter Pesach Pasuach? The Rif said, the Takamach Lekas. And the Beis Meir Kiveger say that this isn't, you have to know how to define Pesach Pasuach. Pesach Pasuach is only if the door is wide open. And here, it's not. The problem is, that's fantastic, but most Achronim accept the Radvaz and the Mavet, and assume that Reuven Kiveger based Meir's Teretz number two is good if you pass them that way. We generally don't, but we mentioned that we're Machmer for Reuven Kiveger and the base Meir in the case of Libo Gaspa. A couple's been dating for a while, then we would demand a higher standard of the door is wide open, or other cases of Libo Gaspa. With a sister-in-law, with a cousin, then we want to already have. But generally speaking, we're generally our makel against the Rebbe Kiveger and the Beis Meir. We're makel like the Radvaz and the Mabit. And I would add also that we mentioned before the Ritva actually invokes Pesach Pasuach in working out this Gemara, so that Ritva clearly holds like the Radvaz. Now the Radvaz had quoted a Shuvas HaRashba, and that had been back and forth. The Shuvas HaRashba didn't say, well, the Ritva says it. So we're still on the hunt for Teretz number three, and we'll come to Teretz number four. Teretz number three is from the Bein Sion. Bein Sion, Yaakov Etlinger. He wrote Aruch Lener is a Sefer of Masechtos, and Bein Sion is his Sefer Shas and Shuvos. I believe he's one of the Rabbeim of Shem Shur Frol Hirsch. So in Siman Kuf, Lamed Ches, I think it is. He deals with this issue. He deals with the issue of Bechal, Pesach Pasuach, and how should we paskin? The Pasuach mean wide open, like the Beis Meir of Kiv Eger? Does Pasuach just mean, even if it's not wide open, but it's unlocked and people, you know, could be walking in, like the Radvaz? And he says, we don't paskin like Kiv Eger Beis Meir. He's one of the many Achronim who say, no. It doesn't have to be wide open, unlocked is good enough. But he says something we had discussed when we discussed Pesach Pasuach. Even if it doesn't have to be wide open, even though unlocked is good enough, but the fact that technically it's unlocked, but no one is going to walk in, that doesn't help. Unlocked helps if there's a real chance, you really expect that people are going to be marching in. There's a real chance that people march in. I leave my front door unlocked, but no one ever tries. I don't live in a neighborhood where people try doors. It's not a bungalow colony. So it doesn't help. Bein Sion says, even the Radvaz didn't mean stop, unlock your door magically because it's unlocked all of a sudden. No! Unlocking, there's a real chance that people are going to come barging in. And he says, where did I get that from? We already spoke about that as a principle in Pesach Pasuach. He says, where did I get it from? From this Gemara. You know why Pnim V'chitzen is a problem? Obviously the door is unlocked. People can go in and out. They're not, people in the Cheder Pnimi aren't stuck in their room. Okay. But how come I esquim? And he says that you don't expect anyone else to follow. Ooh. In other words, I think what he's saying is we might have been assuming it's just like, oh, here's this chabur room and there's a hallway and everyone is sort of, you know, walking in and out. Bein Sion says, why are you assuming that? There's a room for men, there's a room for women. For the next hour or two, there are classes going on, there's a meal going on, whatever's going on, and everyone's staying in place. Right? Ryla Dover, he would have been sitting here for the last hour plus in the Chabura and Chayim. Everyone's here. And over there, everyone's there. And technically, people could go through, but you expect that for the next hour, all the Anashim are staying Bifnim, and all the Anashim are staying Bechatz until the event is over, whatever's going on. Pumped, one guy decided to leave. Ah, so that's a problem because he doesn't anticipate anyone else leaving. Yeah, Bein Sion says, if it's a time when the event is over and everyone's going in and out, of course it's not a yichud problem. It's obvious. He says, but similar to the way the Beis Meir said, Teretz number two, this isn't Pesach Pasuach because Pesach Pasuach, we learn from here, Pesach Pasuach means wide open. Bein Sion says, no, it doesn't mean wide open, but it means still there's a real chance of people walking through, and that's not the case over here. And in that fact, this Gemara is, that's the point. It's not stama a detail the Gemara gave. No! We had a big chalal of Pesach Pasuach, and they were given, just like we had a big chalal of Baal Be'ir, and then we say, but an important exception is Libo Gaspa, not, that's how the Gemara had flowed. So he said, Bein Sion says, oh, we had a big chalal of Pesach Pasuach, but then we explain, look, Pesach Pasuach, the door is unlocked, but it has to be that you actually expect people to be coming in and out. But if it's a Nashim Bifnim, Nashim Bechutz situation, where you don't expect anyone, that's the women's side, you don't expect anyone coming, so then the fact that technically the door is unlocked is not good enough. That is Teretz number three. So again, our first Kash on Pinim Bechitzin specifically, Rashi. Is Rashi really saying, that I can't be in situation X because it may lead to Y? So he said, Machlok is Achorinim. Okay, kasha number two, or not sure we have kasha, is how does the Isser of Pnim Chitzon jive with the Heter of Pesach Pasuach? So if we had three and four answers. Answer number one was the Rif seems to say, as does the Erech Shai, in the Hanami, the Taka doesn't fit, that's the Machlokas, that's what the Rif said. I don't pass them that Pnim Chitzon is Aser, because I pass them like if it was a Pesach Pasuach's Mutter. Then we had Teres number two is Beis Meir B'Kiveger. Yes, Pesach Pasuach is Mutter, but this isn't Pesach Pasuach. Why? Because they hold Pesach Pasuach has to be wide open. Teres number three, the Bein Sion. I don't hold Pesach Pasuach has to be wide open. I hold like the Radvaz, the Ritva, the Mabit. It could just be unlocked, but still unlocked means, and there's a real chance of people coming through, but as opposed to this case, where you don't anticipate people coming through. And then finally, a whole different type of answer is Glenn pointed out is teres number four, which is the Taz. In the Hanami, to just have on a one-time basis, the men over here, the women over there, of course that's much a Pesach Pesach. Here it's Dafka a problem because it's Ladur. Ladur already, it's unwise, and maybe not just unwise, usser, to have the ongoing situation. It's, on a one-time basis, Pesach Pesach, but to have this on an ongoing basis, that is Taka a problem.
I don't understand the Taz. Yeah. How is it one according to the Rambam, only when the person leaves. So the living was fine until the guy leaves. So why is the leaving part the problem with the Dira part? What does the Dira have anything to do with?
That's a good point. You're saying the Taz, you're saying you're pushing.
Rashi.
The Taz is Dafka within Rashi.
Yeah.
You say the Rambam's language.
It could be that it applies only there's where there was a living situation.
If this is an ongoing situation, then you better not walk. Maybe. I'm not sure. Okay, so you got to think about that some more. Is the Taz indeed a Teretz 4? Is the Taz only working within Rashi?
According to the Vinyan Sinan, it would be the opposite architecture of what the Chazon Ish is assuming. Because if there's an exit on the other side by the Swarm Shrine, then
it's less likely
then they're going to come.
That's
out
a very good point. Right. Well, the Chazon Ish thought made it better. Vinyan Sinan saying it makes it worse. Yeah, that's a good point. And the truth is, the Chazon Ish is like the Taz. We said before, the Chazon Ish like the Taz, same different details, but both of them are. Limiting Rashi conceptually, practically, but also conceptually, didn't really mean to say the halakha b'chiddush. Also, potentially, maybe may or may not, as we were saying, be the, each one may or may not serve as a teretz kasha number two. And just to wrap up the sugya together with one, I think a pretty deher, a pretty meiri. I promise we end with a pretty meiri. The Gemara right afterwards, the Baal Be'ir, Pesach Pasuach, Libo Gaspa. And then the Gemara has the end of the second wide line. The third wide line. The Gemara then seems to have something unrelated. Abaye dar gulfi, Rava dar kana. So Abaye would put between them, put out different things that would make noise. What's that about? So Rashi says this is a new issue. Stop. You have men and women come together for some public event, for a drasha, for a shir. Or for a chuppah, so Rashi says they really ought to sit separately, and this is a makir for separate seating, and Rashi even says, Rabbi Rav are both worried, you have this big event, all the men over here, women over there, people may mingle a little bit, so to discourage mingling, they put something on the floor in between that would make a lot of noise, that people will be embarrassed to go over to the other side. So, unrelated to what was going on before, related instead to the next piece of Gemara. Gemara goes on to say that often the weakest link in the year is Yom Tov, in terms of people maintaining proper distance and sneeze. For men and women, Yom Tov, when people, we know the Ariyom Hazeh, when people are out of routine, when people are oftentimes, sadly, there are standards that people would never violate, a normal week, but they go on vacation, all of a sudden people would never consider mixed swimming, but during the year, but they go on vacation somehow, they leave some of their standards behind. So that apparently is an old problem. The Gemara says that sometimes people would take more liberties when they're out of the routine on Yom Tov. So Tosis even says that's why you fast Bahab after Yom Tov to see Kapara for liberties we may have taken inappropriately over the course of Yom Tov. So Rashi's approach to the Zabai and Rava with the Dair Gulfi, Dair Kani, with the noisy floor, unrelated to the previous Gemara. It relates to the following Gemara of Sakhba Deshav Terebo. But the Meiri seems to say that this is related to the previous Gemara. He says, not Stam, you have people come together for a chuppah, for a shir. He says, no. He says, this is the end of the Pnim V'chitza. Gemara says, Pnim V'chitza is a problem. Abai and Rava had a solution. You know what the solution is? Put something noisy on the floor between the Cheder HaPnim and the Cheder HaChitza. Right? A squeaky door. If every time you open and close the door, it makes a lot of noise, then that solves your problem. If be quiet, if it's very obvious that you're leaving, everyone's going to know, even according to Rashi, you're not going to slip out so noiselessly, you're going to slip out, everyone's going to notice. Or because of Rambam, it's not time you slipped in the other room. You slipped in the other room and everyone noticed. So then all of a sudden that takes a lot of the wind out of your sails. And all of a sudden that resolves the problem. The squeaky door. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The squeaky door solves the yichud hashem. Okay. So this is a new sugya, but in many ways a further elaboration on a chance to really work out the details of and the parameters of Pesach Pasuach.